At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, September 6th. Second show of the day. It is my stepdad's birthday, so shout out to him. Happy birthday. Look forward to hanging out with you later if you're watching. So, Jaguars keys to victory against the Miami Dolphins week one opener. We've talked about this game quite a bit at this point. We're going to offer the keys to victory here. We will get into bold predictions tomorrow morning as well. I'm as excited as can be for this one. Huge week one test for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Miami Dolphins are. They've got unbelievable speed. I think they're going to be a well-coached football team on both sides of the ball. But we're going to get into keys to victory here. Offense, defense, special teams. Heard from Doug Peterson earlier. Looking pretty damn good on the injury front for the Jaguars. Daniel Thomas is the only one who there's a little bit of a question mark about, who's key special teamer and backup safety. A guy you want to have active, but certainly not the end of the world if you're missing Daniel Thomas in this one. But they are optimistic and hopeful, according to Doug Peterson, that he'll be able to play. So other than that, all systems go, which is great for the Jaguars. Dolphins have some more questions. We'll get into those, certainly. But right now, keys to victory. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. So, starting out with the Jaguars offense. I think that you need to give Travis Etienne some room to work. You need to get him the ball in space. When he's in space, he's going to make things happen. But when you are running these more traditional between the tackles runs, give him some room to work, right? Like, give him a small crease. Offensive line. Just get the job done a little bit up front. And Travis Etienne will take care of the rest. Once he gets to the second level, he's going to make somebody miss. He's going to pick up chunk yards. Just give him a little bit of room to work if you're the offensive line. Can they? We're going to find out. But, you know, in theory, Ezra Cleveland should be a better run blocker than what you had last year. He was not healthy when he got to Jacksonville. Like, got injured in his first game with the Jags. Mitch Morse should obviously be an upgrade. Anton Harrison be able to go into year two should be better. Having Cam Robinson to start the year. Like, again, all these should be positive impacts for the Jaguars running game, but they got to go out and do it. Catch the ball and get your feet down, right? For these wide receivers, the Jaguars struggled so much to score last year. Even when they were 8-3, like, there were so many missed opportunities. So secure the football. Get your feet down. Run the right route, right? It just comes down to execution for these receivers. And I'm not talking about Christian Kirk. I'm not talking about Evan Engram. Last year, the main culprits, when it comes to what I'm talking about right now, it was two guys that aren't in Jacksonville anymore, Calvin Ridley and Zay Jones. So Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, and of course, yes, Christian Kirk and Evan Engram, which I'm less worried about. But catch the football and get your feet down. Finish drives. If you can, again, secure the ball and get your feet down in the end zone, you're going to finish a lot more drives. And the Jaguars failed to do that in 2024. They absolutely did. And, of course, giving Etienne a little bit more room is going to help you finish drives too. It will. And offensively also, you want to get vertical. You want this offense to get vertical. Trevor Lawrence throws an unbelievable deep pass. Like, him passing 20-plus yards down the field, he was the best quarterback in the league last year. But, again, these guys weren't coming down with the football for whatever reason. So, make plays for your quarterback. Absolutely have to. Also, you know, avoid the disaster plays offensively, which you saw too many of those last year whether it was Trevor Lawrence trying to make a play and fumbling the football, or, you know, the unfortunate situations with Tank Bigsby early on in the season. Just avoid some of these disaster plays, obviously. You don't want to give the Dolphins anything easy. They have an unbelievably talented group of skill position players, unbelievably fast group of skill position players. You don't want to make it easy for them by giving them a short field or allowing their defense to score points, right? Again, vertical. It's not just about Brian Thomas Jr. getting vertical, but if you can get him vertical early and make them respect that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Similar to what the Chiefs did last night, it is going to make the defense respect that vertical speed, and it's going to open up everything else underneath, where you can start feeding the beasts. Evan Engram, Christian Kirk, Travis Etienne, you get them matched up with linebackers, safeties, one-on-one. That's a matchup I like. That's a matchup I really like. So I think the Jaguars schematically can do that. I think they can do that talent-wise. And then finally, I do think you want to possess the ball a little bit, and running helps you in that regard. Methodical drives can help you in that regard as well. But if you're able to limit the amount of time that the Dolphins' offense is on the field, that's going to help you. It certainly is. The amount of possessions that they get, you know, the more cracks at it, the harder it is to stop them. But if you're able to hold on to the football, that can take the wind out of their sails quite a bit. Defensively, it's all about eyes. It's all about communication, tackling, physicality. I know these might sound like coach speak things, but specifically against the Miami Dolphins, who run so much motion, so much misdirection, so much speed on that side of the ball. And Mike McDaniel will dial it up. He's going to have some different looks for you. There's no question about that. So you have to trust your eyes. You have to communicate at an extremely high level on all three levels of the defense, pre and post snap. When you get to the ball, you got to finish. And you got to play physical up front, which I don't think the Jaguars will struggle to do. I think the Jaguars will win the physical battle between these two football teams, like on the line of scrimmage, Jaguars defensive front versus the Dolphins offensive line. But they're going to try to get this to be a space game, where physicality doesn't matter as much. Well, you still got to be physical. You still got to play fast, and you have to be physical with these receivers as well. We've seen that work, as we've got Murray with the zoomies running around here. I don't know if y'all can hear her. She's having a good time. Having a good time looking up at me right now. Keep running, girl. Have a good time. So another major issue with the Jaguars, no more coverage busts, man. Last year with Mike Caldwell's defense down the stretch when they started falling apart, so many coverage busts. There really were. It was just disgusting to watch. I mean, guys just not communicating, not knowing where they're supposed to be, not being on assignment. This team's going to try to trick you. Execute your assignment on a given play and you'll be okay. Don't try to go above and beyond. Don't try to be the hero. Do your job, as Bill Belichick would like to say. And you'll be fine. Like, if you get beat, you get beat. But don't let it be because of a mental mistake. Like, if they're just faster than you, if they out-execute you a little bit, that's one thing. But don't let it be because of a mental mistake. Don't give it to them, right? I think that's critical for the Jaguars' defense against this Miami Dolphins offense. And then Ryan Nielsen, he needs to cook on money downs, which he's known for that. Third down, fourth down, red zone. Ryan Nielsen cooked last year with the Falcons. He's got the pieces to do that again this year. He's got to do it, and I think he will, but, you know, still got to go out there and see it. I have all the confidence in the world in him as a coach, but we haven't seen it in Jacksonville. Obviously, you saw little bits and pieces in the preseason, but the preseason ain't the regular season. Regular season ain't the playoffs. Right now, it's regular season week one against one of the fastest teams in football, against a quarterback that knows how to get the ball out extremely quickly, accurate, on time, anticipation throws. So you got to cook if you're Ryan Nielsen on those money downs. And then finally, you know, Cam Little needs to do his thing. That's a key to victory for sure. Making these field goals, executing kickoff assignments, whatever that may be, whether it's kicking out of the back of the end zone or trying to get the ball in play. Either way, Cam Little's just got to go out there and execute. And he's got all the talent in the world. Very talented young kicker, very confident young kicker. But this is the first opportunity to really start making your name in the NFL. So I'm excited for Cam Little out there. I really am. But that'll do it here for Keys to Victory. A lot of this stuff is within the Jaguars' control. A lot of it is. But they got to go do it. So we're going to see if they're able to do that Sunday at 1 p.m. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you like the hat I'm wearing, you can check it out, jenjag.com/shop. We've got a lot of good hats up there, a lot of t-shirts. Again, jenjag.com/shop. If you want to support the channel further, you can become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.